Welcome to the We Have a Meeting podcast, where we sit down with the world's smartest thinkers to give you the actionable tools, insights, and strategies that could make your life more impactful and productive. This week, we have a meeting with...
Hey, I'm Elise Hugh, host of the podcast TED Talks Daily. For more than 20 years, Paylocity has been leading the way with cutting-edge work solutions like on-demand payment, which offers employees access to wages prior to payday, flexible time tracking features, which enable staff to clock in and out through their mobile device, and numerous other cutting-edge solutions that simplify collaboration across HR, finance, and IT. Learn more about how Paylocity can help streamline work and enhance business outcomes for your organization at paylocity.com/simplified.
Does it ever feel like you're a marketing professional just
speaking into the void?
Well, with LinkedIn ads, you can know you're reaching the right decision makers. You can even target buyers by job title, industry, company, seniority, skills. Wait, did I say job title yet? Get started today and see how you can avoid the void and reach the right buyers with LinkedIn ads. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next campaign. Get started at linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply.
En Ralph's tenemos precios más bajos en los productos que tu familia quiere y necesita para que ahorres aún más. Desde leche, huevos y papel toalla hasta tus snacks y comidas favoritas, puedes contar con Ralph's para precios más bajos todos los días. Eso significa que tus dólares llegarán más lejos cada vez que compres con nosotros. Ralph's, fresh for everyone.
Selecciona entre una gran variedad de cupones digitales y utilízalos hasta 5 veces en una transacción. Mira nuestro app para detalles. Ralph's, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to the podcast. Our guest this week is a man who's on a similar journey to us, started up his own business just over a year ago, works within the construction space, and I've really enjoyed looking at his content on LinkedIn from his open and honest sharing on matters like LinkedIn to the perils of starting your own business and also the perils that existing businesses are facing as well and things he's spotted within his career. Our guest today is Sam Church. Sam, how are you?
Yep, nice to meet you, Zach. I'm all good, thank you very much, and good to see you as well, Jack. Like you say, on a similar journey, and it's not easy, but it is a lot of fun, and it's good to be here. Thank you.
Oh, no problem at all. No problem at all. So let's jump in with the questions then. So the first question for you is, if you were sat in a room with my nana and I'd introduced her, what would you say in simplistic terms you do?
Okay. And I have thought about this long and hard. But so what would your nan want to hear? So what we do, Mass Consults, essentially works with construction subcontractors, usually from the sizes of naught to £10 million in turnover. And what we do is we help with varying aspects of their business, from sales, helping them understand that, who are their customers, how to go and get them, how to get the right customers and win the right bids at the right price. And then commercially, the short answer is we help you get paid for what you have done. And as you may or may not know, in construction, it's notoriously tough to get your money, even though you may have done the work. So we put processes and in place to help these subbies do that. And last of all, we help with health and safety, keeping these guys and girls compliant. How we do it is the team we've got a long career in construction, with large and small scale contractors, and we pass that knowledge onto our clients. And so far, so good.
Wow. Okay. So was there one thing that you noticed kept popping up, or a series of things that kept popping up that made you think maybe we can offer something here, or there's something missing in the market that no one's doing?
Yeah, exactly that. And like a lot of businesses in the last couple of years, they've evolved out of a pandemic. by default or necessity, and we're not any different to that in the fact that the team here all had jobs in construction companies. Yet when we, you know, moved away from our existing employments because of the pandemic, the same questions were being asked. Construction never stopped. Cranes were still turning. I think there was a maximum of 2 weeks where guys and girls weren't going to a building site. Things were still being bid. There was still a requirement. The questions I were getting was, we still need to function, but we can't necessarily afford full-time staff. We still need to bid the right things. We still need to be safe. We still want to try and get paid. So we just filled that gap. And what we can do on an ad hoc or day basis, rather than full time, we can achieve those things for our subcontractors. And like you said, the main question is I want to win more work, Sam. How do I go and do that? And how do I ensure that I get paid at the end of the month for what I've done? They're the two main things every single time. And whilst I can't guarantee it 100%, I can put people in a better position to be able to do that.
Wow. Okay. And those are the two, do you think, that repeat every time?
Over and over again. The amount of phone calls I get where I've done this work and I've put in an application for payment, but they've paid me half. Why is that? And, you know, not only the kickback on cash flow to the subcontractor, it's, well, actually, are you applying for your money in the right way? Mm-hmm. And there are lots of simple things that you can do to make sure that, you know, the money is there, or the majority of is there, not just half. And when you're talking about, you know, applications that can be over, you know, £250,000 a month, it's a lot of money involved.
Yeah.
So it's a very important subject for these subbies.
Yeah, that's amazing work, actually, because I've worked in construction in a few different companies and have some construction clients now that I work with, and the small print in winning a lot of projects around payment can be so complex. It's not as straightforward as I offer service, you pay for service. You're subject to terms and all sorts of things about, you know, going on site and you've not quite delivered what you said. So that's amazing work that probably people aren't aware of. They get excited about signing a project and perhaps it's run away from them before they know.
Well, exactly that. Have you checked the small print? And as everything in life, things change. As much design and planning as you can put into a project and what you've actually bid and put numbers to, after a week of being on a construction site, it might be completely different to what you've thought or slightly different to the scope that you priced against. So how do you tackle that? You know, we're good guys, right? We want to help our new clients. And we go, yeah, no worries. We'll get that sorted out. We want to keep on track of the program. And then when you come to apply for that additional work, it's, well, no one asked you to do that. Could be a question that you get posed, and why have you done that? So again, there's a process to put in place for being a good contractor and considerate of doing additional works to help others out and actually getting the reward for it in terms of money. And these are, you know, quite often the one of the biggest obstacles that subbies are faced with at the minute.
Yeah, you said something there, Sam, and I think it hugely applies in your world, but I think you could take it and apply it to any world, and especially for people that have kind of developed businesses out of COVID. It's like things change. So that is absolutely right. Things are ever going to be changing and new things will kind of arise and new problems, and it's about how you face them. Now, I'm not sure if you're aware, Sam, but me and Zach here, we grew up just down the road from Blackpool. Have you ever been to Blackpool?
I have been there once that I can remember.
Did you go up the tower?
I know the place, yeah.
Did you go up Blackpool Tower?
No, I've been stood right at the bottom of it. And I remember when I was there, was it a dancing program takes place there. At the top of it every now and then. I did hear about that.
Well, you can imagine at the top of Blackpool Tower, there's this grand view. So what I want to imagine I'm going to ask you to be creative for a moment, Sam. So imagine you're at the top of Blackpool Tower. Everything that you see from that point is going to be a sea of all your achievements. So what I want you to do is look out into the sea of your achievements and pick what would you say is kind of your greatest achievement so far?
Wow. Professionally or personally? Because the two would be, they're not the same for me.
Okay.
I guess as we're talking about work, I'll lead with that one. You know, I've worked on some fantastic projects over the years.
Does it ever feel like you're a marketing professional just
speaking into the void?
Well, with LinkedIn ads, you can know you're reaching the right decision makers. You can even target buyers by job title, industry, company, seniority, skills. Wait, did I say job title yet? Get started today and see how you can avoid the void and reach the right buyers with LinkedIn ads. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next campaign. Get started at linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply.
From office spaces to F1 races, from factory floors to rigs offshore, from cafe chains to shipping cranes, wherever your people work, TeamViewer brings the power of the digital workplace there too, securely connecting experts, data, devices, and machines, automating support for your IT and OT, enabling everyone and everything to perform at their best. So discover how TeamViewer can make work work better wherever it happens. Learn more at teamviewer.com/work better.
In Heathrow, in the airports, and project managing tunnels and highly complex situations with lots and lots of bodies on site, and seeing that come through with no challenges and coming out and everyone winning on that occasion, which was fantastic. Starting out in a sales career and not really knowing how it works, and then 10 years later finding out that I'm actually all right at this, and the companies that I work for have really benefited, and I felt really fulfilled in my roles with them, you know. And latterly, is what I'm doing right now. I've always had, and I don't know about you guys, there's always been a desire to do something good with your own business, to create something. You're sat on an idea of what you think may work, and then actually making that a realization, which is an achievement in itself, because there's a lot of Sunday sort of thought process with a lot of people, and they never really take that jump. So taking that jump finally already feels like a massive achievement for me. So there's no big fireworks, you know, achievements, I'd say, work wise, but I've always done all right. It's been consistent for me. And that I see as an achievement in itself.
They say that, don't they? Like when you're waiting for like the big day that like something's going to happen, then you get there and it's kind of a bit of an anticlimax. From what you've said there, Sam, it's kind of you've sat on that idea, or you've thought about doing something, and it's just actually saying you've taken the action. And me and Zach, we had a conversation at the start of the year, and we've been talking about me joining the company and all the great things that were going to happen. It was like, right, okay, it's great to talk. Now let's just stop talking and just take action. And I think what you've done is you've taken that action, and that's kind of where that achievement lies.
100%. You just got to go for it sometimes. You know, otherwise you might live in regret. You never, the unknown of that could have been the moment. And I'm a firm believer that windows of opportunity are very slight and very small. It's keeping your eyes open to them and grabbing it whilst you can. You surrounded yourself with good people like your two of you, you know, using each other's strengths. And I'm exactly the same with my business partner. She's fantastic. The complete opposite to me. Won't come on a podcast, you know, or any of this, where I'm happy to do it. Yet she can sit still for 8 hours and be consistent with one task, where I'm the opposite to that. My head's in lots of different things, and the two may complement each other really, really well. So you're really lucky if you find a good business partner as well to come on that journey with you.
And from someone that's done it like yourself, Sam, say we went back in time and it was, say, 5-6 months ago and I was umming and ahhing about thinking, or even Zach was thinking about going it alone, what, from where you're sat now, what advice would you give to someone that's thinking about it but just isn't sure whether to take conviction with it?
You just have to do it. And that is the real short answer. You can sit on it, think about it, plan it, you know, manifest on it all you want, doing positive affirmations every single morning about it, but nothing happens unless you do something. So like you said, you put, if I was to go back in, yeah, I maybe sat on an idea for a long time, longer than I should have done. At the same time, you needed the experience. So I wouldn't change anything about my past, because all that hard work is never wasted. All that experience gained is never wasted. You know, would I have been the right person to run this business now at the age of 24? Definitely not. 100% no, because the stuff I've learned in even the worst situations of my career, there's always something to take out of it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I guess the advice would be to, you know, keep working hard, listen to everything and everyone around you, taking on board that experience, because you never know when you're actually going to utilize it, even if it's in a day's time or 10 years time, and to just get on with it, as blunt as that is, because you will never know. And I think on, you mentioned LinkedIn, Zach, there's a lot of it now on LinkedIn. The culture is changed. The companies are changing, positions are changing. People that were stuck in businesses for 20 odd years are now cropping up on there and doing their own things and absolutely loving it. And they're all saying the same thing. I wish I'd have done it sooner. But
yeah, that's actually, that was exactly my thoughts. Actually, this first week back, having Jack in now obviously makes it feel like a proper company, not just like I'm a freelancer. But that was the thought process of why didn't I do it sooner? But the answer is probably what you said. Again, if I just take your example, if I started when I was 24, I didn't really know myself very well at 24. I knew I would react a certain way in certain situations, but perhaps not know why I did. And knew that I had some strengths, but didn't really know why. I couldn't have taught how to do something. I just knew I could do it. And those weaknesses as well, I think you've got to work on. I don't know if you had any sort of imposter syndrome at the start of thinking, am I the man for this and do I have the right skill set? But certainly when you hire
Zach, I get that every single day, mate. Every single day, something crops up. Like I said to earlier with Jack, it's the world's still turning. Things are changing. And it's usually when something that doesn't go your way, it's when you're running your own business, it's, am I the man for this? Yeah. Am I doing it all wrong? Am I cut out for this? And quite one way out of that is just I quickly write down 5 or 6 good things that happened in the last year's worth of business. Number of clients that I've taken on, amount of money I've made them, amount of money I've made for myself, whatever it may be, the freedom that I've now got. Actually, that's why I'm doing it. You're doing all right. Calm down and get back out of yourself and get on with it. But yeah, imposter syndrome. I think everyone gets it.
Yeah, exactly. In a way, I'm quite grateful for it at times. I think the other extreme is if I brought in a load of new clients, I'd be thinking I was the absolute best thing ever if I was the other extreme. And then when something did bring me back down to earth, it went wrong, it would be the worst day ever. Whereas having that feeling when it is going right, it's almost like it's reminding you, you know, enjoy it, look after what's going on now. But it could, I don't know, you know what I mean? It's like a nice balance. So
excitement can be a bad emotion for a business owner, because it's you're on a pink fluffy cloud the whole time. And there's nothing wrong with that. If you've had a business and nothing's gone wrong, which doesn't exist, then fair play. But if you're on that pink fluffy cloud, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, one day something's going to crop up. And mentally, you're not as prepared for it. So I think we need tests. We need challenges. We need it to go wrong. Because that, with every new business and business owner, that's the ones that set themselves apart of the first thing that goes wrong, I'm not doing it anymore. Or how do you get around it? Step to the side, pick up the phone to Jack, bounce it off of him, get an idea and a solution, and forward you go. So,
yeah, exactly. And that leads on quite nicely, actually, to obviously we're staying in what you've learned so far and potentially the present. But before it's all said and done, you've bought your yacht, you're out there drinking margaritas. What do you think there's left to do?
Does it ever feel like you're a marketing professional just
speaking into the void? Void.
Well, with LinkedIn ads, you can know you're reaching the right decision makers. You can even target buyers by job title, industry, company, seniority, skills. Wait, did I say job title yet? Get started today and see how you can avoid the void and reach the right buyers with LinkedIn ads. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next campaign. Get started at linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply.
From office spaces to F1 races, from factory floors to rigs offshore, from cafe chains to shipping cranes, wherever your people work, TeamViewer brings the power of the digital workplace there too, securely connecting experts, data, devices, and machines, automating support for your IT and OT, enabling everyone and everything to perform at their best. So discover how TeamViewer can make work work better wherever it happens. Learn more at teamviewer.com/work better.
Well, for me, the ultimate goal is to have this business functioning even when I'm not in this country. And it's related to personal goals. You know, half my family is Spanish and in Spain. So for me, it's that yacht with the margaritas would be in the Mediterranean somewhere. And this still runs without me, because at the minute it's, yeah, I'm the face of it and doing the majority of it, you know. It's just to have a business where it's not dependent on me, I guess, and that I can work from anywhere on it. I don't think it's too far away, but it's something that I'm really pushing towards and want to achieve it for a lifestyle point of view. Because if you'd have asked me that question 2 or 3 years ago, 4 years ago, I'd have probably come back and spouted off something about how much money was in the bank account or something like that. Well, it's not that now. It's time. Where I am, location and freedom with something that's still functioning. That's might be boring to most, but for me that's the utopia. And I didn't get into this business either to not see my kids as well. So that's an important thing, because I've done the whole 80, 90 hour working weeks in someone else's office for what? Someone else's gain, which, you know, I'm switching that up now, and yeah, there are long hours involved, but at the same time, it's at this point in time, what is the most valuable thing for me, and what's going to be the most valuable thing in the future, and that is time with family and being where I want to be, doing what I want to do, with something that's still flourishing. As simple as that.
Yeah, that's a really nice one, actually. That's, I suppose there's a freedom piece there. The commodity that you're after isn't money, it's time. And that time you want to spend with your family and your growing family, you know. So that's really nice. And I think the point that you made there is one that I've heard from a few people who've built successful businesses and gone on to sell them, is once your business can operate without you, if I'm an investor and I was buying your business, at the minute, Sam is probably part of that business that I would have to buy to make it work. Whereas where if you can be away from it, then it becomes its own thing that lives on without you. So I think they're really nice goals, egoless goals almost.
Thank you. Everyone listen to this can put the sick bucket away now. There's no BS in my answer. It's straight up, and you know, it's probably changed over the last 15 years, my response, because it would have been things before, materialistic things, but no one cares about that, right? Not really, not truly.
What you're saying there, Sam, it's just coming across as like the difference between being rich and being wealthy. Yeah, you can be rich, you can go out and buy all your cars, but wealthy is where you've got that time and your money's kind of working for yourself. And I'm reading a book at the moment called The Almanac of Naval Ravikant. And that's what it talks about. It's all about kind of just making money work for yourself. And the most important things in life are spending time with loved ones and having the freedom. And I think what you've done there is you've kind of said, right, what doesn't work for me? I'm going to take that away. I don't want to have to be working 90 hours a week for someone else just to put money in someone else's pocket, because life's too short. So it is about you at the end of the day.
You got to do what's right to be happy. And, you know, I've had a series of events in my lifetime, you know, with poor mental health, addiction, suicide, all of these things, which were terrible, absolutely awful, brought me to my knees. But I'm grateful for it today, because I've now have the realization that all the stuff I was chasing that potentially put me that way actually didn't make me happy anyway.
Mm.
So like you just said there, Jack, is, and if you're setting out a business today, it's write down what you want to get out of it and include things like time, space, freedom, all of that stuff, and build something around that rather than starting with what I want to achieve out of it. £1 million, this BMW 5 Series on tick, or whatever it may be, because you're doing it the wrong way around. That's my personal view anyway.
Yeah. And I think I know that me and Zach listen to a lot of the similar podcasts, and you're probably the same, Sam, and you hear all the influential people and people that have been there and done that. They're saying the same thing. No one's getting to age 70 and going, you know what I need? I need 10 more Ferraris. It's as time goes on, you realize what is important. So Sam, we're going to turn your beautiful yacht in the Mediterranean into the DeLorean now. We're going back to the first day of your professional career. What is the advice? What would you say to young Sam now and say, look, this is what you're going to need to get through the next however many decades?
Yeah. Okay. The DeLorean. You have to remind. Right. Okay. That's the Back to the Future car.
That's the one.
Where have I been my whole life? I think that the mind's gone. Okay. I would say you need to keep your ears and eyes open at all time and remain teachable, I would say, because as a young lad, and I can only speak from my own experience, there can be ego involved, over enthusiasm, and all of those things which can cultivate into bad habits of not actually listening and being educated by others that have been there and done it, and therefore you're missing out on free knowledge. And I was lucky to have good mentors and always pick mentors throughout my career. People that were just a step ahead of me and maybe where I wanted to be, so I could chase them, you know, and hunt them down and what are they doing and get under the skin of them. And one of them said to me, look, Sam, hard work's never wasted. As difficult it may seem at the time, I've hung on to that. But in short, Jack, I would say remain teachable and go for it. Really go for it. Like we said at the start of this conversation, because you never know what's going to happen in life. Things change. You don't want to live in regret. So eyes and ears open and get on with it. There you go.
Thank you. It's a very motivational speech. I feel like
I didn't mean that to be.
Yeah, I saw you looking at the cue cards on the wall there.
There is nothing around me. That tends to happen from time to time. Very, very preachy. I apologise.
No, we love it. That's we absolutely
really
love
good.
And
can I ask that on that? You said to remain. I think that's great. Remain teachable as a mantra is really good. Was there a time when you weren't teachable?
Yeah, up until about the age of 25, 26, I would say. And I started work when I was, so I did 9 or 10 years of doing it Sam's way. I knew best. Don't worry about it. Get out of my way. There were times where that put me in good stead, because it was ultimately quite ruthless, but it wasn't sustainable. And more mistakes were happening. And it was only when I had a realization, sort of an early midlife crisis at around the age of 30 that I thought, this is not good. Really isn't good. You can end up isolated, knowing nothing, missing out, missing opportunities, purely because it's driven by ego and not being teachable. Mm. I had to accept that I don't know everything.
Challenging thing to do.
The minute I did that, then there was a huge shift of you can learn everything from everyone. Not saying all the posts you see on social media, I probably ignore most of that, but like it's what Jack's doing, books that he's reading, things that you're listening to, mistakes that you're making, each other, all of these experiences you're going to draw off. And unless you're teachable in the process, you know nothing. And that's unfortunately the hard truth of it. It just took me a little bit longer to realize. Painful process.
I think that's great advice. And I think that's actually quite a good place to leave us on, as a remain teachable as an ending point. If people want to find you, so my network is a lot of construction people. I know it's probably SMEs that you're helping, so I've got a lot of connections in that world. If any people watch this via LinkedIn and want to find you, what do they need to do?
The business is massconsults.com, mass with one S, the same on LinkedIn, the same on Instagram, and you can find me directly. It's Sam Church, as simple as that. It's got a nice white background and my smiley face with a big beard on the picture. You can find me there.
One of the best beards on LinkedIn, actually, I would say.
I've cut it off now. It was getting too much.
It's a strong beard. I'm getting a bit of envy over here, actually. And then, so if people do want to contact you, they need to be considering that they perhaps could win more work or want to win more work and aren't sure how, and they probably have issues getting paid on time and want to streamline that so it's more predictable, consistent.
Exactly that. If you've got a subcontracting business and you've got ambitions to be successful with it and you want to scale it in the right way, going into larger projects, more projects, whatever it may be, there comes things with it, and that is different types of work, different types of client, and getting paid for it. And that's the bit, and the main thing is, don't call me if you're a business owner and you don't want to do it and you really don't want to get uncomfortable. You just feel like that you should be doing it. It has to be driven from that business owner, because that culture that will just spread like wildfire for them. Probably put myself out of a bit of work there by saying that, but
you're speaking our language.
With like-minded people.
Yeah, no, you're speaking our language. Sometimes it's the people want the abs, but don't want to do the work for them.
Exactly that. Exactly that, Zach.
From office spaces to F1 races, from factory floors to rigs offshore, from cafe chains to shipping cranes, wherever your people work, TeamViewer brings the power of the digital workplace there too, securely connecting experts, data, devices, and machines, automating support for your IT and OT, enabling everyone and everything to perform at their best. So discover how TeamViewer can make work better, wherever it happens. Learn more at teamviewer.com/workbetter.
You shouldn't have to choose between brilliant cleaning performance and caring about the environment. Drops laundry and dishwasher detergent pods give you powerful cleaning that's also mindful of the planet. Drops bio-based pods are packed with cutting-edge technology that tackles odors and stains to deliver fresh clothes and sparkling dishes every time. And they come in recyclable paperboard packaging to help cut down on plastic waste. Experience the difference for yourself by purchasing Drops in-store or online at Target today.
At Comerica Bank, we believe every business should have equal access to opportunities and resources. That's why we created Comerica Cowork Spaces, free for any Comerica small business customer. Book an office, access tech, use a meeting room, network with other business owners, and more, all for free. To learn more about how Comerica supports all small businesses, visit comerica.com/spaces. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender. Comerica Cowork Spaces is available to Comerica customers only.
Our books are now open. friends, Romans, countrymen, if you're looking for more sales, and that might be getting more meetings in the diary, meeting more of the right types of people, or breaking into a new area or sector, we've got you covered in two key ways. Number one, we can do it for you. We can kick the doors down, get you the meetings, and do the prospecting that you hate. Or number two, we can teach you how we do it so you can do it for yourselves, creating repeatable, predictable results. So if you're interested in either of those things, www.wehaveameeting.com and hit the contact us form. Speak to you soon.